Pi98WP, AJ Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. The Power 98 star phone ringing. It's such a lovely voice on the phone. Y'all say what's up to Chrisette Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Chrisette Michelle.
Hi, Chrisette Michelle.
How are you?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. Just finished a yoga class.
Uh-oh. You get up early in the morning and do yoga?
Yeah. We built a studio right by the house, so it's a little easier than it sounds.
Sound like a lot of money over there.
Miss Chrisette Michelle, you're going to be live right here in the Queen City this Saturday at World in the NC Music Factory, right?
Yes. I can't wait. I'm excited. I already got my outfit planned.
So what are you planning to wear later?
I'm thinking a bright dress. I just feel like being bright. It's summertime. Let's just have some fun. So I'm thinking turquoise.
I ain't mad at that at all.
You better be jubilant.
So, Chrisette Michelle, it's been a minute for you since you've been to the Queen City. So what can we expect when you come back?
I'll be performing some songs from my newest album, Out of Control. And then, of course, some records from the last 6 albums. It should be a fun night. You guys are always a really good time.
So, like, you're about, what, 7 albums in now?
It's a little crazy.
When you first started your career, did you see yourself going this far?
Well, I never had the inclination to do much of what I'm doing. To be honest, it was my manager's fault. I'm kind of an indie spirit. I've always loved people, though. So I've always seen myself meeting lots of people and, you know, just making lots of friends. That's what's most important to me is people. But all the stages and all that stuff, I don't know if I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Chrisette Michelle, you caught a little bit of backlash
mm-hmm.
when...
A lot of it.
Yeah,
you did. Hey, yeah. I'm going to tell you, I had your back, though.
With the whole Donald Trump situation and performing at his inauguration, well, speak to that and where you are today and your message to the people and your fans and the people that did support you and may have stopped supporting you because of that decision. Sort of speak to that.
Sure. I mean, essentially, it was a bad decision. My thought was, this is a scary time and the world needs more love. So Travis Greene and I decided to sing gospel at an event around the inauguration. And it was a bad choice for me. It was a great choice for him. You know, he ended up winning stellar awards, and that same album that we performed that day became number one. But for me, it wasn't a good choice. And mostly because, you know, he and I have different fan bases. And so, you know, it was a difficult experience. A lot of prayer and sort of meditation to sort of get through it. But, you know, love is not welcome on all stages. And that's obvious now. I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes love doesn't have a place on every platform. Sometimes it's better to show your love on the platform that you already have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was the biggest takeaway from that. You know, as a Christian, a lot of times we say, well, I'm going to bring Jesus with me everywhere I go.
Mm.
Now I say, not over there.
They don't want that Jesus.
Do you regret the decision to accept that invitation, or do you just feel like maybe I could have handled it differently?
I think exactly what I just said is what I mean. I mean, you know, it was a bad choice,
mm-hmm.
and that is a form of regret. Retaking a look at my choice to, like I said, bring Jesus where he was not welcome. And as silly, you know, as silly as we can make it, or as fun, as much fun of it as we can make, you know, and say, I ain't bringing Jesus over there. It sounds like, you know, well, are you abandoning Jesus now? No.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you can bring your message to some places, and sometimes it's simply not welcome. And furthermore, I think the people who needed God in that moment had him already.
Wow.
You know?
Hallelujah.
And so I think maybe it was a matter of joining hands together on a different platform. Again, it worked for Travis, not so much for me.
Well, let me ask you, Chrisette Michelle, let me ask you this. Like what my mama would ask me. Well, did you get paid good? Did you get paid good for making that?
Yeah, because there was a lot of controversy about that.
Did you get paid good?
Yeah, lots of stories, lots of made up stories. But I get paid every time I perform.
And that wasn't the question. I said, did you get paid good?
Oh, that was the question. Always, you get out of her pockets.
I always get paid good.
Okay, well that's all that matters.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, God said, bless the child that has his own.
I'm
so you
sure
good.
Chrisette Michelle ain't gonna get paid good. Ain't gonna perform if she's not getting paid good. Now, Chrisette, I would
I
like
don't
to
know. I don't know. It's, you know, it wasn't charity. I'll say that much.
I know that's right.
Hallelujah this evening.
God said thank you.
Now, Chrisette, you're bringing Keith Washington.
Well, he's kind of bringing me.
Now, y'all are together. Are you collabing? Yeah, are y'all doing something together? Is that something in the works for the future?
No. This is an event, you know, particular to the Experience concert series. So we'll be together for that day, and we'll see what comes in the future. But it should definitely be a good time. He's a class act.
That's what's up. Chrisette Michelle live inside the Madhouse. So you just dropped the new project, or you got a new project coming out?
I just dropped one. And you know, it's funny. I have a mentorship program for up and coming artists.
That's
dope. You know, going indie has been a whirlwind of an experience, but I continue to push that if you can create it yourself, go for it, because it's nothing like bringing the money into your own community, hiring who you want to hire, and seeing who you want to see win. So this is one of those projects. This is the third independent project I released, and it's called Out of Control.
All right, and we're going to be out of control with you this Saturday at World, formerly labeled In the Music Factory, with you and Keith Washington. Tell all your fans down here to come check you out.
Come on and check me out, guys. I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun, as usual.
All right, Chrisette Michelle live inside the Madhouse. We say thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chrisette.
Thank you, guys.
And I wasn't mad at you for performing with Donald Trump. As long as you got that bag, I was happy.
I never met the man, but y'all have a good one.